With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. In the wake of cyber attacks on public schools in Louisiana that led the governor there to declare a state of emergency last month, agency heads and elected officials in Montana are talking about how to keep student and staff information safe here. Montana Public Service Commissioner Tony O'Donnell says as hackers wage more sophisticated and pervasive cyber attacks, state agencies across the board need to prepare.
And I wanted to explain a little bit why Public Service Commissioner is involved in this particular issue. So I realize that as secure as those utilities might be, that insofar as everybody around them is not as secure, then the utilities are less secure and our energy supplies are less secure. So it's all tied in together.
O'Donnell hosted a roundtable discussion in Billings this week with representatives from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Montana Office of Public Instruction, and Congressman Greg Gianforte. Gianforte said it's often too expensive for rural schools to hire data security experts.
And it makes the schools safer. You can do it, and it makes the schools safer. You can do it, and it makes the schools safer. You can do it, and it makes the schools safer. You can do it, and it makes the schools safer. You can do it, and it makes the schools safer. You can do it, and it makes the schools safer. You can do it, and it makes the schools safer.
Columbia Falls School District says it did just that after hackers known as the Dark Overlord breached its electronic information directory and sent violent cyber threats to staff, students, and families 2 years ago. The hackers threatened to make students and staff personal information public if the district didn't make ransom payments totaling up to $150,000 in bitcoins. Classes were canceled for nearly 16,000 public and private school students across the Flathead Valley for 2 days. The ransom wasn't paid, but analysis of the breach proved costly. Since the attacks, the district has increased staff training, strengthened passwords, and migrated much of the school's data onto a local intranet and the cloud. Billings School District Chief Public Information Officer Brandon Newfer says it's crucial for every faculty and staff member to be trained to identify potential threats, like email phishing attempts or sharing passwords. Homeland Security offers a guide and survey to help schools evaluate security. A Montana-based agent is available for site assistance visits, which include physical and cybersecurity evaluations. In Billings, I'm Nikki Ouellette for Yellowstone Public Radio News.